Hello. I'm using audio to make a podcast, and I've been thinking about the title for this, which is Finding My Voice. Finding My Voice. You know, my friend Dan has a beautiful voice in text. On his podcast, I'll put a link up. On his, not his podcast, his blog, talking about his grief and but what I love about his writing is that it seems like he's found his voice, even though it's a voice with about his pain. I've tried this before. Look, my blog goes back to the mid-90s, really, when it was sort of a links page with, but that's all it is still, really. I don't write on my blog. I link. Funnily enough, I put pictures up and links with little notes, and for me, they are a sort of voice. I think there's a peculiar Walter streak going through that blog, but it is stifled. And why is it stifled? It's not the technology. You could say it's time. You know, I think there was someone wrote a book called I Had the Time. I think it was J.B. Priestley. He said, well, everybody, you know, he tells people, they ask him what he does, and he says, I'm an author. And I've written a book. And they said, oh, I'd like to do that if I had the time. And, he says, okay, well, I had the time, which is makes the point, doesn't it? It's not time. I'm very busy, but it's not time. I'm an introvert. That's getting a little bit closer. This is exposing. Writing is exposing. I think an even more complex one is that I'm a therapist. Within the whole tradition of psychotherapy, there is a huge debate about self-disclosure. I don't. You know, I could write a very professional blog, but that's not really what I'm into. Well, maybe it is. I could do that. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should write a personal one under some pseudonym. Not because I like pseudonyms. I don't like pseudonyms. I like that blogging naked identity blogging thing in principle. I think that I do have a conflict around that and my professional reticence, which I sort of guard. There are some very, very public psychotherapy figures, Irving Yalom, Susie Orbach, they write books, but they're actually quite professional. They don't really say too much about themselves. It's challenging. I'd love feedback on this, you know. That's the other thing. I write away because maybe because of this very question of not having a voice. That may be the whole point, is that somehow I need to find my voice. I'm putting it out here to discuss with people. So, 5 minutes, 18 seconds. That's got to be enough for a blog entry. That's what I'm thinking it was of this as being, really. How do I click stop? Stop.